Reverend Jamie Masso leads a congregation of about 70 people at the Primero Iglesia Bautista Hispanica in Mayfield, Kentucky. Of those listening in the Baptist Church, about 7 people are registered voters. When Masso was asked if he or anyone else he knew in the Hispanic community would be attending Kentucky's premier political event of the year, he said probably not.
Well, I vote, and I didn't know about it.
The Fancy Farm Picnic in Graves County has been around for more than 130 years. In this agricultural hub, the Hispanic population is double the state average and continues to grow. The minority population, specifically the Black and Hispanic groups, account for a little more than 10%. Mayfield Mayor Teresa Cantrell says that census numbers sound lower. A consensus among Fancy Farm regulars is that minority representation is also low.
My name is Laura Bartolo.
She is a 26-year-old Hispanic voter, encouraged by her high school to register. She says she never really understood that Fancy Farm Picnic was anything more than a picnic because she doesn't socialize with most of the people that attend for the politics. Bartolo works at a chicken farm.
I'm always at work, so I get off late, so I really don't have time. So if I hear something, it's because of the people around me.
Because Bartolo isn't confident in what she knows about the candidates, she says she has never voted. Reverend Masso says that is common in the Hispanic community. He says people work long hours, so most information is gained via word of mouth. The message about the Fancy Farm Picnic is lost on this community because it utilizes media they aren't tuned into.
They are missing a point because in a few years, all these kids, maybe not next year, but the next election, they will be able to vote. They will make a change.
Fancy Farm Picnic organizer Mark Wilson says he doesn't target any group specifically when advertising the event. He uses traditional media and that he wouldn't know how to specifically reach the minority population. Wilson also says the faces you see at Fancy Farm are representative of those that do vote in Kentucky. And he's correct. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 88% of Kentucky is white.
If diversity is a priority and representative government is a priority of all parties, then perhaps there's some work to be done in recruiting those people to come.
That's Renee Shaw. She's a producer, writer, and host for Kentucky Educational Television. She says KET has been covering Fancy Farm since 2002. In her time covering the picnic, she believes there has never been a Black or Hispanic candidate speak at the event. The actual number of Hispanic and Black voters in the state is a bit of a mystery. The Secretary of State's office doesn't collect the data. The number of Black and Hispanic candidates that have run in Kentucky's elections is also unknown for that reason. Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton is believed to be the first Black female candidate to stand on stage and speak to the predominantly white audience. Hampton says she was actually unaware that she's making history, but she sees everyone as the same race.
As I would like to see more people, including minorities, actually involved in the political process. Too many people actually are not paying attention at all.
Though the picnic is touted as the political event of the year, Kentucky Democratic Party Chair Patrick Hughes says it's primarily for the political junkies, those that follow politics year-round. While he says having a represented minority population at the event is important, the real work happens on the ground. The Kentucky Republican Party chairman did not respond to requests for comment. KET's Renee Shaw says, political junkie or not, minorities should feel welcome.
It's also a moral imperative to include everyone in the political process because democracy is not just for the powerful and the mass. It's also for the weak and the low voices. And all of us have a responsibility of making sure our voices is heard in whatever venue that is, from Fancy Farm to the state capitol. We all have our part.
The Fancy Farm Picnic's value to the region comes from the sheer number of elected officials that make it to the corner of Western Kentucky, an opportunity once a year for concerns of every demographic to be presented in person. Those that don't make it simply won't be heard. I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray.